Just one halakha in the tikkun that Be'ezat Hashem we make on Leil Shavuot, Haba Aleinu Letova, Be'ezat Hashem, this year on Sunday night. We know that there is a special tikkun that has been already printed in the Mahzorim that they read on the night of Shavuot, and the question is, can a person veer from that tikkun and read other Devre Torah that he's more excited about? Or does he have to read the tikkun itself? So, Acham Ben Sion and Or Letzion Gimal, Perek Yudchet Teshuvah Yud Alef writes, Yesh Lelmod Belel Chag HaShavuot Ta Tikkun Lelel Shavuot. You should learn the tikkun. Ve'av Bene Torah, Shenafsham Chashka Yot B'Limud Gemara. Even though, let's say, you have people that rather study Gemara, yesh lehem nilmod balayla zeh et tikkun. They still should read the tikkun. Ve'af yim lo mevinim et kol ma shekoreim. Even if they don't understand what they're saying, ve'ilmedu Gemara bayom. Let them learn Gemara on the day. O lachal shesimu kosel et tanach ve'ket azor. If they finish the tikkun, let them go back to the Gemara. U'bachorim ha'lomdim b'yeshiva. But you have, let's say, students of the yeshiva, Yaasu kehoraat Rosh Yeshiva, so they should follow the order wherever the Rosh Yeshiva says to do that night. V'yesh lizel likro kriyat shema sha'ala mitai mepesukim sha'achareha lefnei chatzot ha'layla. Even though a person doesn't go to sleep, he should read the kriyat shema ala mitah before chatzot. U'me'at ar chatzot layla yesh tomar et kol berchot ha'shachar. If he's planning on staying up all night, so already right after chatzot, he can say the berchot ha'shachar, except for Netilat Shadayim and Birkat HaTorah, which since he didn't go to sleep, so therefore he's still covered with that. V'yishtadel l'chayev atzmo b'Birkat Asher Yatzar, v'yomar achareha Birkot HaShachar, which means that he should go to the bathroom first, so he can say that Asher Yatzar as well when he comes out of the bathroom. But again, there's no Netilat Shadayim. U'lachar amud HaShachar, after dawn, yitol yadav b'lo beracha, he makes Netilat Shadayim, of course, without a beracha, since he stayed up all night. And then he says, Birkat HaTorah. Even though he didn't sleep, Birkat HaTorah is said every single day. And then, Birkat HaTorah is said in the morning, every single day. Even though he didn't sleep the night before. Ubisha'a shesafek u'migi amud ha-shachar lo yilmad. Which means if it's a safek, if it's alot ha-shachar or not, he shouldn't learn. Because he didn't make a berachot ha-shachar yet. Ela ya'asuk b'shirot ha-shpachot o yelech litbol. Or he should go to the mikveh at that time. So Chacham Ben Sion on the Teshuvah over here says like this: V'yesh lizaher latmid be'esek haTorah b'layla zeh. One should be very, very diligent that night to study Torah. She'erech halimud az gadol meod. That night the limud is very great. V'arei katav v'sha'ar kavanot shekol mi shelo yashen b'layla zeh. Anybody doesn't sleep on the night of Shavuot at all, afilu rega echad. V'yeh osik b'Torah kol halayla. He studies Torah the whole entire night. Muftach lo she'yashlim shenato. He's guaranteed that he's going to make it the whole year, live the year. Ve'lo yera lo shum nezik b'shenayah. No damage will come to him that year. Ayin sham. Ak yizahir shiyir limud lishma. Of course, he should learn the Shem Shaman v'chehogen. Ve'gam yesh lizeh shelo yitbatel. He shouldn't waste his time. The yoshev batel ke yashen damas. The person sitting there idly, that's like he's sleeping. So therefore, he didn't get anything. Ve'choshken shelo yasiach siha betelah. You shouldn't interrupt the limud with idle chatter. And the limud has to be done with simcha. Sheken lashon azoharu dechulehu demetakenin tikunaha behai leila vehadan ba. The lashon of the Zohar is there's hadva. There's a certain happiness. It says kulehu yehon reshimin vechetivin besifra dechrane. They'll be written in Sefer HaZichronot, V'kutsha b'rikhu b'varechlon, b'shiv'in b'rchan. And God blesses the people that learned that night with 70 blessings. Furthermore, the Ben Ish-Hai writes, she'yesh lizer she'yeh kol seder alimud b'heshek gadol, with great excitement, u'b'simcha rabah, v'etlahabut ha'lev, and great inspiration of the heart. The Sefarim also bring down, she'biyom zeh, on the day of Shavuot, Nigzal ala Adam, kama hiddushe Torah yihadesh kol ha-shana. It's already the judgment of Torah. How many hiddushim is he going to come up with in the course of the year? That judgment is on Shavuot. V'hu lefi esuko b'Torah b'oto yom. Based on the the learning that he does on that day. Shekin ma she'anu omrim betfilah shuyu matan toratenu ena kavana belvad she'aya pa'am beyom ze matan Torah. Doesn't mean that once there was a matan Torah. Ela v'chebechol shana mitchadesh ha-matan Torah. God gives you the Torah for that coming year on Shavuot. Nechol ahad lefi zikuto. And he brings down as well, sheyesh lehadesh leshtadel lehadesh b'Torah beyom ze. You should try to mechadesh chadushim on that day. V'hu siman tov לכל השנה. ומשום כך, יש גם כן להתפלל ביום זה, לזכות לדיעת התורה. You should pray on the day of Shavuot for this concept. You should be זוכה for Torah. ושיזכה לחדש כל הראוי לו לחדש לפי שורש נשמתו. And based on his neshama, he should be able to be זוכה to מחדש all the חדושים that are connected to his neshama. וזאת, מלבד מה שיש לעמול בתורה ביתר שאת בשלושה ימי הגבלה. Certainly in the 3 days that are before Shavuot, one has to also be extra diligent in his study of Torah, ufrisha, and also in perishut, shelifnei chag ha-shavuot. Shekeneged zeh, in the 3 days before Shavuot, according to his preparation, zocheh la'ara gedola yoter b'kabbalat ha-Torah. The light of the kedusha of Shavuot comes much stronger if there was a preparation, just like the Jewish people in the Midbar prepared 3 days before Matan Torah. Ve'od she'amnu shelifi amado b'yabim elu, according to the work of Torah that a person does during these days, so again, these days over before Shavuot actually set the mode of a person's learning for the entire year. On the day of Shavuot, one has to be careful not to waste even a second. You shouldn't sleep, which means there's no chokmah to turn the day into night and the night into day. So you stay up all night, you sleep the whole day. So what did you gain? Now, ilu hakamim betakanatan. Eli, you're supposed to sleep a little in the day. Shebechol rega shelimud beyom zeh umarviach revach gadol. Any limud on that day of Shavuot is great profit. Umeshum kach, yesh ma'gedulim shenagu shelo lishan beyom zeh af beyom. So they stayed up all night, and they stayed up the whole day also. They didn't sleep during the day. Ve'lasuk b'Torah. Ve'katav achida, sheyishtadel meod lilmod beyom Kabbalat HaTorah. So again, mishtadel to learn extra on the day of Kabbalat HaTorah. V'ilo efshar mitok kovid rosh b'shena. If it's too heavy your head, you're too tired, yanuach me'at. Okay, you can rest a little. V'yakum v'yachzor limudok. Get up and go back to your learning. Ki gadol v'kadosh hayom yom Kabbalat HaTorah. Ve'olam yesh lizaher shelo ligrom machmat zeh sheyavo linamnem b'tfilah. So if a person is going to stay up all day, it's going to cause him not to sleep during the Amidah. Was going to fall asleep during the Kiryat Shema. So a person has to go bechokhmah, not to take away from any of the mitzvot of the of that night. So again, we see from the great rabbi, Hakam ben Shalav Hashem, about the importance of not only the day of Shavuot, the night of Shavuot, the days before Shavuot, that they should be spent bekdusha b'taorah, ublimud, u'ba'amidut ha-Torah.